AP Radio News. I'm Tim McGuire. Richelle Bond is being held on $1 million bail, charged with being an accessory after the fact in the death of her 2-year-old daughter, Bella, known for months as Baby Doe, a little girl whose body washed up on a Boston Harbor beach this past summer. Her boyfriend, Michael McCarthy, is being held without bail on a murder charge. After today's hearing, Megan Futrell, who calls herself Bella's godmother, says she took care of the child for days and weeks at a time.
Richelle would leave Bella with me for at least 2 weeks on end, and I would just take care of Bella. You know, she would come, she would bring the diapers, the formula, the wipes, and leave.
Futrell adds she contacted police in July after seeing the Baby Doe poster. Muslim leaders are demanding that Republican Ben Carson drop out of the presidential race for saying he, quote, would not advocate that we put a Muslim in charge of this nation. Imad Mahdi Bray with the American Muslim Alliance says Carson is more than wrong.
What Dr. Ben Carson said was hateful, hurtful.
Carson's comments followed Donald Trump's refusal last week to take issue with a man during a campaign event who wrongly called President Obama a Muslim and said Muslims are, quote, a problem in this country. Pennsylvania Attorney General Kathleen Kane can't, for now, practice law. State Supreme Court suspending her law license since she was arrested, charged with perjury, obstruction of justice, and other counts for allegedly leaking secret investigative information to a newspaper reporter and lying about it. A man complaining about pollution in the main waterway in Reno set off a panic when he spilled an unknown green liquid on the public speaking lectern of the Washoe County Commission chambers. Rooms were evacuated. Man was tackled and arrested. He says it was just water and green food coloring. On Wall Street, the Dow's up 141. This is AP Radio News. Much of the blame for the severity of last year's Ebola outbreak is laid on the World Health Organization. Warren Levinson has more.
Last year's Ebola virus outbreak overwhelmed the medical system in Sierra Leone, where more than 200 healthcare workers are now among the dead. But an Associated Press examination of the response lays much of the blame for that at the feet of the World Health Organization.
The disorganization of the response on the part of the World Health Organization had some very dire consequences.
Erwin Redliner directs the National Center for Disaster Preparedness at Columbia University. The AP found the WHO crippled by bureaucratic infighting that kept supplies like disinfectants, body bags, and protective gear from getting where they were needed in Sierra Leone. Warren Levinson, New York.
Last night's Emmy broadcast on Fox was the least watched Emmy award show ever. Nielsen says the 3 hours averaged 9 million viewers. Last year, when NBC aired the show on a Monday in late August, there were 15.6 million viewers. I'm Tim McGuire, AP Radio News.